shot twice, but I survived. The first time someone was trying to shoot at me, they missed, shot my great aunt by accident in the head while she was in bed, and didn't realize something was wrong until she woke up and had a problem with her motor skills and saw the hole in her skull and saw some blood on the pillow. Then when I found out who did it, I went after that guy, told the police about that guy, my grandmother, everybody about that guy. Then when he found out, I told on him as being one to do it. He got this guy named, I already forgot his name, to shoot me twice, and they were hiding outside the hotel when I came out, and I walked past them and I saw dead Adam, and I heard him point me out to the black guy, and then I was walking through the parking lot and got on my bicycle and was riding, and then they got on their motorcycle real fast, and I looked behind me as they pulled up real fast behind me, and they said, okay, and I looked, and the other guy, the passenger on the motorcycle, was standing at a dead aim, shot me twice once in the forehead and once in the body. And then when they drove past, they were looking at me, see, like, Wyatt, and he dead. And I looked at him and I said, Bama City niggers aren't free. And then went to the party and showed off all my bullet holes and told everybody what I said, and they said it's true. They said, I wish those Bammers from the city would stay there and quit coming over here to sell drugs and mess up our town life, our suburban life, our good life. I said, yeah, I'm thinking about getting shirts made called Bama City Niggas Aren't Free. And the police, nobody would do anything about it. So in order to stop the violence, I waited till I saw the white guy already sat down eating food at the homeless shelter. And I walked up behind him with my tray. Everyone had to walk past him by the cakes. And I walked up behind him, put my guns, my 25 automatic, semi-automatic pistol right to the back of his head, and squeezed and fucking blew his brains out the front of his head hardcore all over his food. And he just fell forward, and I said to everyone, there. Now that's how you shoot someone. That's how you take care of business. That's how you put in work.